Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I mean, I want to talk to you today about New York Governor Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo signs an executive order against BDS. You've been hearing this BDS. What is that? Well, it's another failed strategy against the nation of Israel. And what Israel's facing right now from nations, you know, around the world, even in our own country, a movement called BDS. It stands for Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. And it's a movement basically to organize people against Israel, against doing any kind of commerce, against doing any kind of business. And they're trying to hurt them financially. I mean, if throwing rockets and bombs and knife intifadas were not bad enough.
Now they're just trying to attack them economically.
Yeah, they're trying to do whatever they can do to shut down the nation of Israel. And listen, careful when you mess with the apple of God's eye. And, you know, I commend the governor. I commend the governor of New York for taking a bold stand to stand with the nation of Israel. In fact, he went so far to say, Steve, that if you boycott against Israel, New York will boycott against you. And he's encouraging governors in the entire country, all 50 governors, to stand with him as New York took the lead and say the same thing. If you boycott doing business with Israel, then our state, whatever state we represent, we're going to boycott doing business with you. Well, I want you to hear Governor Cuomo for yourself as he addresses a Jewish delegation at the Harvard Club, and he begins to outline why he is a defender and a supporter of Israel, and why he is against this BDS movement, and why the state of New York, they're actually going to be putting together, Steve, a list of every organization that is involved in this BDS, and he's signed an executive order that the state of New York will not do any business with those organizations. In fact, watch this.
Council General mentioned our trip in 2014 to Israel, which at that time Israel was under attack, and that is precisely why we went at that time. It's nice to have friends. It's nice to have friends when times are good. It's better to have friends when times are bad. And a real friend comes when you're under attack. And 2014, Israel was under attack. Today, Israel is under attack on a different level. And that's the true test of friendship. And New York is a true friend of Israel. We've shown it before. We're going to show it again today, and we're going to show it every day in the future. So, Council Gentlemen, thank you. We have the Salute to Israel parade today. I'm excited. I love the parades. It highlights a part of what New York is all about. New York is a diverse state. New York is an international state. We have people from all over the world, and it makes us different, frankly, more sophisticated when it comes to international relations, because we live with the balance every day. Today we salute Israel. The first parade was 1964. Israel was 16 years old, and we've been celebrating every year since. When you think about Israel and New York, it is a story of intertwined histories and common futures. I believe that. The connections between Israel and New York rival connections with any country. Literally, they are intense, they are cultural, they're economic, they are spiritual, they are natural, and they are symbiotic. And they have existed for a long, long time. You look at the connections historically, culturally, in many ways, it's amazing. The words on the Statue of Liberty that guide the founding of this country, this state, give me your tired, your poor, Emma Lazarus, written by a Manhattan Jew. David Ben-Gurion studied here, the New York Public Library. That's where he learned the lessons of American democracy. Also found some time to meet a young nurse who he later married, but came to study and learn American democracy. So the connections go on and on. Yoni Netanyahu spent so much time in New York, and that adaptation, first Israel flag sewn by a man from Harlem. All these connections on every level have drawn us to this point. And I think it's important to remember, not only do we have a beautiful history together, but we have a future together. Because especially today, it's becoming clearer and clearer that we have a common enemy. 20 years ago, I went to sit with Shimon Peres. I was in Israel, but I met with Shimon Peres, who to me has always been an inspirational, powerful figure. And it was a very special meeting. He first chatted about my father, and his knowledge of New York politics was unbelievable. Forget U.S. politics, New York politics, I think he knew better than I did. And he had a special relationship with my father, and he said about my father, your father is not just, was governor at the time of New York, is not just a political friend. He's a friend here, which was very touching to me and very true. And he said 20 years ago to me, I'll never forget, that we have a common enemy, and they come for us today, but they come for you tomorrow. They come for us today, but they come for you tomorrow. Israel was more proximate. It was easier for them to get to Israel. We had the comfort of oceans. Travel wasn't as easy. There wasn't an internet. But they come for us today, they come for you tomorrow. This is before 9/11. This is before Madrid. This is before all the hate on social media. He was exactly right. That connection is true. We have learned that the alliance serves us both extraordinarily well. The Iron Dome in Israel. What a beautiful example of collaboration and what you can do when you collaborate. If you would describe to someone that system, they would say, it's impossible. But we did it together. Israel's location is a strategic advantage for this nation. Israel's knowledge of terrorism is a strategic advantage. We're relative newcomers to this battle, but Israel has done it every day for decades. So, I am surprised and saddened, in truth, that with the political turmoil in this country, there have been so many questions raised about our relationship with Israel and our support for Israel. I'm sad as a Democrat. As a Democrat, I always took for granted that there was a natural relationship with Israel that was unquestioned. And it was that way for many, many years. And it's one of the things that gave us pride as Democrats. You now have aspects of the Democratic Party that are being critical of Israel as being disproportionate in its response. But to question Israel's response saddens me. To question the situation they're dealing with and the tenacity of their opponents misunderstands the situation. Counsel General mentioned the tunnels that we went to see. And we went to Israel partially to publicize the tunnels because they said in pictures what millions of words could not communicate. Look at the tenacity and the obsession of this enemy, that they would take funds that, frankly, they could have better used on their people for fundamental services and construct miles of tunnels. And these tunnels, by the way, are not just we have a shovel, we dig a tunnel. These are cement reinforced electrical conduits. This just showed that the determination, the single-mindedness, that these are people who are bent on destroying Israel. That is their purpose, and that is their primary purpose. How can you have a disproportionate response when you are dealing with an enemy who is obsessed and single-minded? By definition, you can't be disproportionate. And they will do everything that they can do, and they are. And as frightening as those tunnels are, and as radical as the mindset and obsessive as the mindset that built those tunnels, this BDS movement is in many ways more frightening. Because what they're saying is they're not making a physical attack, they want to make an economic attack. And it's not just radicals who are willing to build tunnels. They're going to mainstream businesses across the world to generate a corporate enemy for Israel, and we cannot allow that to happen, period. Now, in New York, we believe that you lead by example. And I am very proud that the members of the legislature who are here in the Assembly and the Senate, both houses, have been grappling with this issue of BDS for weeks and for months, and we've had many, many conversations about it, and I know their feelings. In New York, we're also a place of action, and passing legislation, even when you have good intent, can often be a tedious affair. Let me say that. Tedious is fine, right? And we want to take immediate action because we want the world to know and we want Israel to know that we are on their side. Today I'm going to sign an executive order that says very clearly we are against the BDS movement, and it's very simple. If you boycott against Israel, New York will boycott you. If you divert revenues from Israel, New York will divert revenues from you. If you sanction Israel, New York will sanction you. Period. Thank you. We are against the BDS movement in every way. We are against companies that do it. We are against the promotion of it by companies and by entities. I am very proud to be the first governor in the United States of America to sign this executive order. And I encourage every governor in this country to sign such an executive order. New York, one of the great capacities of New York is New York can lead by example. And when New York does something, it's a fair question for every elected official all across the country. Why don't you do what New York did? That was true historically when we led in all sorts of social reforms in the women's movement, environmental rights movement, human rights movement. It was true when we passed marriage equality a few years ago. And I signed that bill. And the next week, they went to every elected official across the country and said, well, New York, Governor Cuomo signed the marriage equality bill, would you? They went to the vice president and the president. The next week, literally, New York signs this executive order today. It's a fair question for every elected official. Why don't you sign the same executive order? Why don't you stand up for Israel? We want to know where you are, who you are, and actions speak louder than words. Sign the executive order. We all pray for peace. New York prays for peace. Israel prays for peace. The world prays for peace. The difference is the best way to achieve peace is to have a strong Israel and make that the international statement, and that's what we're doing today. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor Cuomo.
Thank you.
You saw him sign that executive order there towards the end. And we want to encourage you to contact your governor.
Yes.
Whatever state you're in, contact your governor and say, do what Governor Cuomo just did. Sign an executive order that states that you are against the BDS movement, that is this attack that's being waged against the nation of Israel. I want to just remind you of some of the words he said. Listen, if you divert finances from Israel, New York will divert finances away from you. If you sanction Israel, New York will sanction you. What would happen if all 50 states, this is the governors now, rise up and say, listen, we're not going to tolerate this. This is a nation, Israel, that's smaller than the state of New Jersey, smaller than the country of Ecuador, completely surrounded by her enemies, does nothing really but good. I mean, it is one of the most noble and honorable military in the world.
They're actually saving the very people that are waging war against them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.